All right, everybody, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. Flew in last night from Florida back to Los Angeles. And obviously, you know, I want to talk to you about the government shutdown or near shutdown or quasi shutdown. I'm about to tell you something. And look, I fly a truly inordinate amount. And I have not, I've never seen what I saw last night. And I'd like to know from you what you think. I was a little stunned. The guy next to me was watching a movie on the screen in the seat in front of him. There's a movie screen, TV screen on the where one looks. So I looked over, and you know, periodically, and I looked over once, and there was a fully naked actress, fully, frontally, and being, how do I put it so that everybody can hear it, being attended to by a male on the screen. No, it was not a personal screen on the tray. That's correct. It is. It's shocking, correct? Shocking. Is that something? So let me explain something to you folks. That issue is not paramount to me. If he and I were the only people on the plane, I wouldn't mention this to you. It would be an issue not worth mentioning. But there are kids on planes. There are deeply religious adults who do their best to try to avoid such immodesty. And I was thinking, what is in American Airlines' mind? And it could have been Delta, I'm sure it could have been, but it wasn't. It was American Airlines. And so I'm just mentioning it because it was American Airlines. No, it didn't make me not want to use the airline because it's hard for me to believe that it's only true on American. I mean, there's just lists of movies that are supplied, and I just assume they're not all watched. Or they go by rated, but because you know they're rated R rated R doesn't tell you a damn thing. I mean, let's be honest. Anyway, the number is 1-8-PRAGER-776. It was stunning. It said to me this coarsening of the culture that I have watched from childhood has really reached an amazing level. You sit on an airplane, public, it's completely public. And there's frontal nudity with a man servicing the woman. Societies don't decline overnight. They decline movie by movie. And I'm not talking about movies about people watching on their own. I have libertarian views on private sexual matters. But in public, well, that's the way it is. It's an amazing thing.